to your second hour of the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections, with Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison and Dawn Reese.
Thank you so much, Peter, and thank you for tuning in on the 7 o'clock hour. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz, check us out, see what we do. And we are super excited, Yvonne. I've got a VIP guest on the line, and you know, we're on four other stations. We're on 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, and 3 AM live feed
1340
internet.
1340 AM, I know that one.
Yes, and so we are actually have Mike. Mike, are you there?
I am here. Hello, ladies.
Hi. Well, we are so glad.
I like that.
I know. He is an amazing man. Michael, first I want to start. You're working with Fantasy, and it's fan2c.com.
And that's the number 2sca.com.
Exactly. And there's a cruise coming up with so many celebrities. It's from January 19th through the 23rd. But we have so many questions to ask you. You know, first off, tell us your job. Tell us what you do.
I own a marketing agency that creates events for Comic Cons around the world. I'm the biggest at San Diego Comic Con. I'm the biggest at New York Comic Con because I rep Marvel is my largest client. So I design and build their sets, and then I'm the guy on stage with the microphone interviewing the celebs, interviewing the fans, doing giveaway hours, etc., letting my clients do what they need to do, and I become the entertainment for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't just do Marvel. I do, like, Boom Studios and 2K video games, and it's a lot of fun stuff. And, you know, timely with this election, I've been on The Apprentice twice as well.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm looking at the flyer, too, and this is a four-night cruise celebrity with the stuff we love. And then there's a 10% off if you use the code STARBOARD. And if you go to fan2c.com, you're
going to see. Well, how about I give you 15% off?
Well, let's do 15%.
If you use Superman.
Ooh. All right. Well, use Superman.
Use Superman, and it's not case sensitive. So you can type it in caps or lower caps or one cap, one not cap, whatever you want. But that'll give you 15% off.
Very cool. Now, I also see all of the flyers that the corporate sent me. It says, win a Comic-Con vacation to enter. Visit the website. And so that's on this flyer that I have. I'm showing actually on Facebook Live as well and live feed internet. Right. Now, tell us some of the celebrities that are going to be there. Oh, my gosh.
Well, so I look at celebrities in a couple of different ways, maybe a little bit differently than some of the listeners may. So obviously, a celebrity, you're going to think a movie star or a television star, and we certainly have them. One of my absolute favorite crazy people in the world is Michael Rooker. Some of your fans might know him from Walking Dead, but he's also Guardian of the Galaxy. He's Yondu. He's the guy who's like, I want to eat you, with the blue guy with the mohawk. He's crazy. He's literally bat poop crazy in real life. And he's a good friend of mine, and he's coming on with his buddy Sean Gunn, who's the brother of the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, who's also a bit player in that. We've got some of the leads from Stranger Things, which if you didn't see, it's a Netflix series. Unreal.
I did. You know,
amazing show.
You know what, Mike? I got to tell you, I binge watched on that one too. Thank God I got an exercise bike because I watched all of it. When is Series 2 coming out? Do you know?
It's supposed to be coming out early this summer, this upcoming summer in 17, because I know they're going into production in the beginning of the year, and they kind of turn these Netflix series out pretty quickly. But we also have what I was saying, where some of your fans might look at creators, celebrities is one way, only the actors. I look at celebrities in the Comic-Con world as the creators, the artists and the writers. And we were very selective on who we invited. I could have invited the entire world to come on this. They all were calling me up. And it's because they know me personally. But we've got, like, Gail Simone, who, if you're not familiar with Gail Simone, 2 seconds on her. She really, she was a hairdresser. And she made her name, while she was a hairdresser, moonlighting as a comic book writer. And she wrote Wonder Woman, which is my favorite character. She wrote Wonder Woman for quite a few years and revolutionized the character. And she brought a great feminist voice to the character. So she's coming on. Then you got, like, my buddy from Atlanta, Mark Brooks, who has been exclusive with Marvel for 15 years and just now is branching out with DC.
Wow.
And he just did the pencils on it, so all the artwork and the covers for Han Solo, you know, from Star Wars. They have their own comic book, and this man's art should be hanging in a museum. He's that good and that personable. You know, writers like Frank Thierry, who has written for DC and Marvel and so many independent publishers, Riley Brown. There's so many, but the biggest, of course, that is going to be on there is Frank Miller. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know Frank Miller is known for Batman. He took Batman from like that Adam West type Batman, you know, like da-na-na-na-na-na-na, and brought him to that dark, dirty, you know, down and gritty Dark Knight that all the movies started being based on. And Frank is like a living legend. He's impossible to tag down because he's always on the go, but we called him, we asked him, and we've got some really cool stuff that's happening with him in the casino. That's going to be a first ever. So if you like to gamble, find me there because I'll be gambling.
Oh, yeah. They have it. Yes, there is gambling on there, which is great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do they have
once you're out of American waters again?
Is there Keno machines?
You know, Keno's not gambling. Why don't you come with me and I'll teach you craft? I'm from New Jersey. I'm an AC boy.
I gotcha. Well, you know what's also exciting? When I was talking to the headquarters as well about some things, there is you know, you can bring kids. You know, I'm going into a school tomorrow at Smith Middle School, and I'll be in there for American Teach-In, and all these kids are going to be holding one of these flyers tomorrow, and we're going to
wonderful.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about it because there's also daycare, not for middle, but you know, for daycare, and you can bring all ages to this cruise, correct?
Absolutely. And so I came up with this concept about 2.5 years ago while I was driving. And I go on cruises all the time around the world that are totally chartered, where the whole boat is chartered, which is what this did. We chartered the entire boat. So there's nobody else coming on this boat except for if you're part of this group, which is great because we can do whatever we want on the boat then. Mm-hmm. But when I came up with it, I wanted it to be exotic and destination, but family friendly. And Comic Cons are really family friendly, but sometimes the kids can get trampled and gets a little tight and clustered because there's so many people. So when we designed this, we really designed it so that parents can bring their kids. Now, a quick little ditty on this. My mother just moved to South Carolina. Her realtor befriended me on Facebook because her son is 15 years old and autistic. Always wanted to try to come to a Comic-Con, but he gets too overwhelmed. So I always send him some swag and stuff. She saw this on my Facebook, and she booked 3 rooms from Aiken, South Carolina. Never been to a Comic-Con before, but they're such big fans of Walking Dead and Stranger Things and Superman that they wanted to come, and he said he felt comfortable enough to come on this. So, you know, we kept that in mind. Here's an autistic teenager that we're bringing in. We have programs where they can feel safe and they can feel in their own environment and still meet the creators and still meet the celebrities and still have fun on the island. That's the fun part of it.
That's really amazing, too, because, you know, there's also seminar workshops I'm seeing on here, too, that you're going to be putting together.
It's not a Comic-Con without a workshop or a panel, and it's not a Comic-Con without cosplayers. So, yes, and costume contests. So, yes, we have panels on here. So if you want to learn about what it's like to do sequential drawing for a comic book or how to break into the industry, we've got that. If you want to learn what it's like or hear what it was like to take a comic book character and bring it to the movie world, Frank Miller will be talking about that based on Batman. We've got different panels for everybody, the hardcore fan or just the casual fan. And you don't need to be a hardcore fan to come to these because this is just about kicking back and relaxing. We're going to the tropics.
Like, right.
Let's have a blast. We have parties with the cosplayers. And if you're not familiar with cosplay, that's the professional people who made costumes, made a name for themselves, and then they come on board. And they're the ones with these outlandish costumes. But we want everybody. I'm bringing 3 of my own.
Oh.
We want everybody to be bringing. I'm doing Batman. I do an amazing Batman from Batman Begins. I also do a gender-bent Wonder Woman with my beard.
Oh.
So this will be interesting.
Ooh.
Yes, in size 14 platform boots. So this should be interesting on the rocking seas. But, yeah, we've got some amazing costume contests and parties and giveaways. We're going to be giving away some great jewelry from What's Your Passion Jewelry. It's all comic book costume style jewelry, but not costume jewelry, if that makes sense.
Mm.
It's based on their costume. So we're going to be giving away some jewelry from What's Your Passion Jewelry. As room drops, you might just get into your room and find a $400 piece of jewelry in there.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I designed this, I wrote the program.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. I was wondering. So you wrote this whole program. That's amazing. Okay,
well,
I'm getting it.
Well, let me explain where it went. I was driving to one of the cruises, a cruise with my partner, and I turned around and said, you know, I want to go on a comic cruise. I wish we had an all-comic cruise. And while we were driving to the airport to get to our cruise, I wrote the entire thing in the passenger seat on my phone.
Wow.
I wrote a 50-page treatment on it on the cruise. That's how much, how boring I am on vacation sometimes. And I went to my business partner, who I think you spoke to, Ben and Romina. I went to them, and I said, here, this is what I want to do. Let's get this happening. You guys are the brains behind it. I brought in my best friend, Carl, who did the design on the website. I wrote it. He designed it. Carl's amazing. He owns his company up in Jersey, and he's worked with me on multiple Comic-Cons over the years. So we really put this all together, but it's the team behind us that does it. I'm just lucky. I get to be Julie McCoy, cruise director. I get to get on the ship, hug everybody, and then just say, okay, it's costume contest time, or let's go have a ball tonight, or walk around the dining hall and make sure everybody's having a great time. And then when we're on the islands, really be the leader there and say, you want to go swimming with dolphins? Fine. But you might have Aquaman showing up while you're swimming with the dolphins.
Oh.
So we've got some really cool stuff planned.
Oh, that's so exciting. Now, also, you're in the business yourself. Are you an actor? Do you need an agent? Do you have an agent?
I was an actor. I actually have a degree in acting.
Okay.
From Monmouth University on the Jersey Shore. I am a total Jersey guy, even though I live in Fort Lauderdale now. No, I'm much happier being the guy behind the scenes, and I'm much happier being the guy on stage with a microphone interviewing the actors. I got to tell you, you said your fans are really big into Hollywood, right?
Right.
I work with Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Pratt, Ming-Na Wen, who was Mulan, you know, she's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Clark Gregg, who's absolutely crazy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I get to work with all these actors, and also Channing Tatum, but
nice.
I got to work with him on Magic Mike, nothing to do with this, and let me tell you, that's the best guy in the world.
Wow.
Nicest man you'll ever meet, but every one of those people I just named, and there's probably 400 or 500 more, they're phenomenal. Like Michael Rooker is the best guy. But here's the clue for your listeners. All right.
Right.
And if you're going to come on the ship, here's what you have to do with the celebrity. Never treat them like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
From the minute you meet them, you need to just walk up and be like, "What's up? I'm Mike D'Alessio. I'm going to be working with you this weekend." Or if you just meet them as a fan, "Hey, nice to meet you. You know, you look great today. Are you exhausted? Do you need anything? Can I get you a drink?" If you are just treating them like one of your friends, you'll become friends for life with them.
Right.
You know, and especially on this ship, they're all excited because they want to kick back and get to meet the fans. You know, if you go to a Comic-Con, there was just one up in Tampa recently. If you go to a Comic-Con or a Wizard World show or something like that, and I own a show, a Comic-Con in New Jersey, and of course I work for them, so I know mm-hmm. this well, you don't really get that interaction with the celebrities or the creators. You are paying for an autograph. You're getting a handshake and you're moving along.
Right.
Especially with somebody like Stan Lee, who's 94, 95 years old, you know, and could croak any minute. You get 3 seconds with them and that's it. The cruise is to make it intimate and exciting and up close. And you're laying out, sucking your belly in because, you know, a hot actress is walking by. Or at least that's what I'll be doing. You know, and it's like...
Is this the first cruise?
You know, it's like supposed this? To be let your hair down, suck your belly in, and go have some fun. You
okay.
know, and that's what we designed this for.
Listen, is this the first cruise that you put together like this? Is this the first one?
If this is the first one that that I put together, there is another one happening with Royal Caribbean over in Singapore a month after ours. It was just coincidental, but it's only a cosplay cruise. There have been a couple other people who have tried to put the cruise together, and it wasn't successful. They ended up canceling it because they wanted to treat it like a Comic-Con. You can't treat it like a Comic-Con where there's tables and exhibitors, et cetera, on the sea.
Will they be doing, the actors and the comics? Are you going to have some type of performance that they will show their art? Or what are you going to do with them?
So perfect. Great question. So the creators, we're going to have their art projected on all the cruise TVs, on the stages before all the shows. They'll be in all your staterooms. All their art will be presented. You're going to have meet and greets with all the creators and the writers, as well as all the actors and the cosplayers throughout the entire time on the ship. So at nights and dinners, the day at sea, we'll have tables set up on the deck. we'll have tables set up in the lounges where you can go in and sit with them, not at the panels, but just go and get their autograph or get a photo taken with them, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at night, we'll be doing, we'll be hosting quite a few of them. We'll be doing one-on-ones in the main theater where I'm doing question and answers for 45 minutes to an hour with each one of the actors, you know, so that all the fans can come and watch and ask questions. It's the best part of a Comic-Con, in my opinion. So, yeah, it's all about the touch and the tangibility.
Well, how much would this cost? How much is the cruise to go on this cruise?
So let's say you're somebody who wants to go on it solo, and you're like, but I don't have anybody else to go with, and I really want to go, but, you know, darn it, none of my friends are into this, and I want to go. We have something where we will create, based on your gender and your requirements of what type of roommate you're looking for, we'll find a roommate for you. And that starts at $399.
Okay.
And that, think about it, all your food, your port fees, your taxes, your room and board, you know, maid service every day, and all this access to all of the parties, etc.
Okay, so $399, and what's the top prices?
They can go up. I mean, if you want to get the master suite, you know, it might be about $5,000-$6,000.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you can get
go all the way up.
You can get, well, I mean, you're talking a 2-story suite,
right?
You know, of course.
Okay,
but you can go all the way. I mean, listen, the best rooms on a ship are always going to be the balcony rooms or the porthole window rooms. But in reality, I don't know if you're a cruiser. I am.
I've only been on one cruise in my life.
Well, Michael,
girl, you're missing out.
Only one.
Michael, I had talked, was it Ben and Roma, when we first initiated, because I met you, one of your reps over at the other Comic-Con, and the last cruise I was on was in Speed 2 as a stand-in. Yeah.
Was that the only one?
Yeah. Unless it's a gambling ship cruise or something, you know.
But I've been in the gambling a little bit.
But Michael, I have a surprise for you. Stay on the line because I want you to be with us for a second. I have Nancy McBride. She's a casting director. She's popping on. I want you to say hello. Nancy McBride, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Are you listening to this fun cruise? You should come with us.
Oh, my. You got to send me the information. It sounds like a blast.
I know. Nancy always goes to all the Cannes festivals, and she's working on a casting minute here. Do you have a casting for us? Anything that's out there?
I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do. I've got two infomercials. One infomercial is ages 20 to 60, all ages. And they're just looking for, it's called the man on the street. And they're going to get to try out a new pillow that's coming out on the market. And the rate is $75. It's less than 2 hours of work.
Ooh,
and you get the free, and then they ship you a pillow too.
I already sent me and Bert. I sent us over last night.
Okay, good. I'm working that file tomorrow, so I'll see it when I log in.
Awesome.
And then I have the second one for the same client. This, the pillow is looking for a lady in her 30s. To lay on the bed, basically, and use the pillow while the host talks about the product.
Ooh. And where do they get in touch with you, Nancy?
They can log on to my website. It's Real Casting, RealKasting. And if they want to submit, they just put infomercial at realcasting.com.
Cool. I want you to meet Michael. Michael, say hello to Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Michael.
How are you? Hey,
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm excited to be on air with you guys. I hope you're going to check out our cruise.
I got the back end of that, so I'd love to get some information on it.
We'll make sure that you get some of it.
For
it's,
sure.
It's easy. Fan, F-A-N, the number 2, and C, S-E-A.com. Fan2C.com.
Perfect. I'll check it out.
Awesome, Nancy. We always love you calling in to give us that casting moment, and we need to get you in the studio with us.
Absolutely. Hey, another thing I want to plug is we have the biggest Women in Film and Television entertainment party coming up. It's the big, basically the biggest party of the year for industry professionals, whether you're a crew member, whether we have legislators going to be there, lobbyists are going to be there, all the film commissioners in the state of Florida will be there. And it's December 7th in Orlando at the Red Coconut Lounge. And Red Coconut Lounge and City Walk Universal. You can get the tickets for that. It's womeninfilmfl.org.
Awesome. Well, we will be there. That is really exciting. I'll put that up on my HollywoodConnections.biz as well. And that's
awesome. All blacked out as well.
Hey, very cool.
Perfect.
Well, Mike, I'll hook you and Nancy up as you know on Facebook.
Sure. If you ever need a host, let me know.
Yes.
Perfect. I love it.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Michael, stay on the line. And Nancy McBride Casting, we'll put that information up on the social media so you know who she is as well. All right, Nancy,
awesome.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you,
Nancy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael, that was a special surprise. We always have a casting director pop on or a film director. And we're really excited that you're on air with us. And, you know, and I talked to Ben before, and he's like, well, Dawn, you could put you on for media. So me and my husband are going to definitely be on the cruise. And Woo-hoo! We're going to make it a honeymoon cruise.
Oh, that's
because we never
nice.
Went on a honeymoon.
Yes. We need a honeymoon.
We'll be there. And there's going to be other media as well. I know we were talking.
Yes, there will be. I also want to talk, since you guys are really Tampa-based, I want to tell you there's two of your own that are coming on as guests of ours. You have TJ McDonnell and his wife, Mary Carr McDonnell. Mm-hmm. They are stunt actors. They're very well-known in our industry. They're young and aggressive stunt actors, but also major cosplayers as well from Tampa. And they are probably our biggest cosplay ambassadors that we've had, that we invited on. I wouldn't do the cruise without them. And actually, Mary Carr is going to be helping me co-host. She's going to be Julie McCoy number two. And I just thought it would be interesting for your listeners, in case any of them knew them, that these two are like by far the up and coming stars of cosplay in the area.
That's so cool. I know they were talking. Maybe they're going to come to the station on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Yes. And you know what? I was on the phone with Mary just before this and told her I was doing this. So she didn't get a chance to tell me about it because I had to jump off to do the call.
Oh, I'm super excited. No, we are so excited to have you here. And your energy is amazing. And, you know, everything that you do is also amazing. And I have some reporters down in your area in Fort Lauderdale I'd like to send over and do a sit down interview with you.
Sure. Anytime. Anytime, I'd be happy to. We can coordinate a schedule with it.
Awesome, awesome. Any last words, Michael, about the cruise? I'd like to, you know, have you call in. They're going to start running commercials on it as well, you know, for us.
Here's what I'd like to say. If you've ever been a fan of the superhero movies or the superhero TV shows, but you never read comics, don't feel that you can't go to a comic con or a comic cruise. Because it's for everybody. It's the movies. It's the TV shows. It's the comic books. It's not just this. Like, we have Walking Dead on here, which is not, started as a comic book. But it's, you know, mostly known for being a TV show. It's for everybody. And we're a very inclusive audience. This is not the proverbial 400-pound person sitting in the mother's basement. That's a myth. That doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, you've got everybody from top end models who are into Comic Cons to housewives to husbands to kids, and it's something to do with your children as well. If you can get your children into it, I learned how to read by reading comic books.
Wow,
that's exactly how I learned to read at 3 years old. I was obsessed with Wonder Woman and Superman, and I learned to read by reading the comic book.
Wow.
So if you do this with your children, I think it's great. Come on the cruise. Meet me. I'll be happy to buy anybody a drink and have a great time. And I don't drink, so it'll be perfect for me. I'll be the sober one laughing with you guys or laughing at you guys. And
I can tell you have a fabulous personality.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Yes, I can tell that.
And also, Michael, you know, I'm in the schools, and I'm putting something together called Be Cool, Stay in School, and I'm hitting more drama departments in schools. Do you have a banner for me by chance that you can send me?
I will get you whatever you need, and then if you let me know, perhaps in December, I might be able to get my butt up to Tampa.
I'd love it.
That would be wonderful.
Some really cool swag for the kids.
Mm.
I would love it. You have a question for him?
Yes.
Say hi. Michael.
Hello. Hi, Michael.
Tell me your name.
Hi.
My name is Asia. Clement, and
hi,
my husband is the big fan of Comic Con and with The Walking Dead, forget it, he loves that. My daughter is into Batman, and they must be jealous about me right now. but I do appreciate your work, and I also, it's so refreshing to hear someone with so much energy. And I guess, what would you tell a child that is listening at this moment, a teenager, that in regards to what can they do to be more successful in what they're doing, or some word of encouragement for them, because our kids need that. They desperately need to hear from someone, especially 100%. From you, that is so creative. They want to hear
that. Thank you. 100% agree with you. The kids need to hear it. I'm going to tell you I launched my own Comic Con in 2015 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I funded it completely myself, and then after the show, I got some fun, some investors, some of my team invested in it after, but up front, I funded it all myself, $750,000 out of my pocket. I had an idea and I had a dream. And when the doors opened and I saw the crowds of 10,000 people coming in Atlantic City, for the first day on a Thursday, my mom was with me. And my mom, I turned around to my mom and she just started crying. And I said, "Mom, are you okay?" I'm like, "Did somebody bump into you or something?" And she said, "I watched you at 3 and 4 years old being in love with the Batman series and the Wonder Woman series back in the 70s and the Bionic Man and Shazam and Isis." And she goes, "And I used to yell at you for tying a plastic bag around your neck and pretending you were Batman and running like with a cape and jumping off the second story of our house." And she turns around to me and she goes, "And look at you. You're employing all these people.
Wow.
And you are able to make a living based on what you fell in love with at 3 or 4 years old."
Yes.
What happened was, I never grew up. I'm 44 years old. I'm still a kid. We just moved to Fort Lauderdale. My house has superhero stuff everywhere.
Wow.
I dressed up on Halloween not to go out to parties. I dressed up just to answer the door for the kids in superhero outfits. To get to Asia's question is, don't ever lose sight of your dream. Just know that you can work in it. Did I become a superhero? No, I'm not a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
But what I got to do was, and I tried to be an actor to be a superhero, and I realized I don't look like Tom Cruise, and I wasn't going to
get cast. He's very good looking. No, no, Mike, I'm looking at a picture of you. You're very good looking here. I'm going to show the ladies.
Thank you. But, I turned around and said, how can I do this? And I studied, and I worked on some really boring accounts like Citibank and IBM. And then finally, I opened my own business and said, I'm going to do nothing but superheroes. And that's really what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really about having a goal and never losing sight of that goal. And listen, I opened my business with $7,000 in the bank 2 days before Bush went to war with Iraq, where nobody wanted to do any events or marketing. And I said, I existed through recession. I did everything possible I was a personal trainer on the side just to keep the doors open for my company.
Wow.
And you know what? It worked. Right. Never lose sight.
Wow. And never give up.
That is so encouraging because, I mean, kids need that. A young generation needs to hear that. And believe it or not, you are a superhero just by giving those words.
Thank you. And surround yourself with good people.
Yeah.
So
good,
Carl Harrow,
positive.
Who, is my best friend who works with me on this and is like, I don't know anything about this. And now he's an expert on it, Ben and Romina and people like that who listened to me and heard my dream and said, yeah, we're going to help you and we're going to support you and we're going to work with you. Surround yourself with superheroes. Make your own Justice League. Make your own Avengers.
Wow.
That's really what's important.
You know what older people say? Show me your company. I can tell you what you are.
That's true.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Of a feather flock together.
Yep.
Yes.
I know Peter, our engineer, has a question for you, Michael.
Sure. Yeah, speaking of Dream, the whole scenario of the Suicide Squad coming out, the trailer looks good, and then they only have 20 minutes of the Joker in there. What did you think of that movie? And then on top of that, have you bought Ben Affleck as Batman? Because I watched the Batman Superman movie over. I'm sorry, guy. I cannot accept Ben Affleck as the Batman. It's always going to be Christian Bale to me. What do you think?
Okay, well, I actually just watched the Christian Bale Batman Begins again yesterday because I absolutely love it.
So underrated, too, by the way. In the whole collection, it's so underrated because
it's
the
so
origin.
Underrated.
Yes.
Yeah, and once they put Maggie Gyllenhaal in, it sucked anyway. But here's what I say about Suicide Squad. They went into rewrites on that because they knew after Man of Steel, which I loved, after Man of Steel, they needed to change it up. And when they changed up, they lost the movie. And they pulled the Joker out because they thought it was going to be too scary for kids. They never should have done that.
Agreed.
Now, again, I'm biased because I work on Marvel movies. I've worked on every Marvel movie ever released. So I'm a little bit biased. But I will say this to your second question about Ben. Ben is my Batman. Henry is my Superman. And Lord knows, Linda Carter's been my Wonder Woman since I'm 3 years old. But Gal Gadot has taken over. I stood up in the theater on opening day with my parents and my partner with me in Augusta, Georgia, and cheered at the top of my lungs when she came out. And when Ben came out as Batman, I'll tell you, and I know Ben, so I'm a little biased, but I'm telling you, I bought it.
It's tough for me because I see Daredevil. Yeah, every time I see Ben Affleck, it's Daredevil.
Don't watch that movie.
I've seen it. And after you see the three with Christian Bale, I mean, come on. It's Christian Bale with Batman. I mean, to me, I don't think you could go anywhere with it, but I'll try to watch it again.
Listen, go watch Daredevil on Netflix by Marvel. You'll love it. You'll never think of Ben in that role again. That's like trying to say he couldn't win his Oscar because he did Geely. And I'll take Ben any day of the week. We have the same birthday. We're the same age. I'll take him any day of the week. So.
Wow. Well, Michael, how does somebody get in touch with you on Facebook? Are you? Can you give your social media as well and your website?
Yeah, if you want to check out my work that my company does, it's easy. It's promoguys.com, PROMOGUYS.com, and check it out. You'll see the stuff I do at Comic-Con. If you want to go to fan2c.com, that's where you can find out about the cruise. And if you want to find me on there, I'm a little bit selective on who I accept friend requests from.
Right.
But if you say in there that, you know, you heard me on the radio, I'll be happy to talk with you and potentially add you. It's just because I've got like 16,000 on there already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. I had to go to a fan page. But if you look up Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, D'Alessio, with the apostrophe A-L-E-S-S-I-O, you'll find me on there. And, you know, I'm not one to be shy on social media. If it's worth doing, it's worth putting on social media.
Very cool. Now, how about, and this is what's going to happen, I know when I put it on social media as well afterwards, if somebody wants to work for your company or do promos, I see that you have Marvel characters that come out to events. Is there anybody that can come to the school with me tomorrow, to a middle school? I know it's last minute, or, you know, if anybody wants to be a part of your company, are you hiring?
We are going to be hiring, especially since I just moved to Fort Lauderdale 3 months ago. We had a house here, but I finally decided to pack up and say, let's move full time. So I am going to be opening in January after the cruise. I'm going to be opening up my office down here. My employees are all over the country right now, but I'm looking to hire some people in the Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay.
Entry level is fine, and I will train you. That's better for me.
Okay.
As far as tomorrow, if I had known, I could have gotten you
something. I know.
It's a little late for me for tomorrow, but if you give me advance notice and for the next time, I may be able to. And hell, I've got the Batman Begins outfit from the movie. I'll throw that on and come out there.
Wow.
I'm only 4 hours away. So, you know, to me, the best way to go is promoguys.com and shoot an email if you're interested. We take people. We take, all right, here. Your listeners will love this, and I think your tech will love this.
Okay.
Right? I had this girl never stopped annoying me at San Diego Comic-Con. Annoying in a good way. Mike, can I bring you a Starbucks? Mike, did you eat? Mike, did you do this? I don't know her name. Year after year after year. With what I thought was her husband, turned out to be her father. Always trying to get on stage. And Marvel's always the busiest booth possible. And we do a raffle for tickets. And, you know, I hear sob stories. I don't even win a raffle and it's my favorite. But I'll try to get you on stage if I can. But I have a certain number of tickets I can do. We always try to work fans. This girl just kept pestering me. And somebody in my company gave her my number.
Uh-oh.
And she called me when I was driving from New Jersey to Florida. By myself, she knew I was in the car, and she called me and got me on the phone for 4 hours.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Then came out and became my intern, and she worked in events in Montana, and she came out and was my intern at San Diego Comic-Con for 2 years in a row, this being the second year this past July. And while she was there, within 5 minutes, I introduced her to the head of Marvel props, for all the woman who's in charge of all the props for all the Marvel movies and sets. I introduced it to her just so that she would remember from last year. And I said, I know you have a job opening on Infinity Wars in Atlanta starting in a month. What about Carrie for that job? I recommend her.
Wow.
I think she'd hire. Carrie got hired on the spot and is now living in Atlanta working on Infinity Wars. One of my other interns, Stacy, who was a librarian who came down to help me out from Vermont, I turned around and go, Stacy, she has another job working on Black Panther. Do you want to be on it? Answer right now. $60,000 a year job. Do you want to do it? She's on it. So
wow.
You never know where it's going to go.
That's true.
Next people.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool, Michael. You know, and there's so much more. I mean, I can't wait to get you in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are so a wealth of information. How about one more question? I know we have more guests that we have to add on, and we're going to have you call back again next week. I really agree on that.
Yes.
But what about production? I have people that are in Fort Lauderdale that are, you know, ask me about, does he need photographers? Does he need production on the cruise?
Well, you know what? We have a photographer on, but we certainly would be open to talking to another photographer. Production, because it's with the cruise line, What happens is you've got producers already that the cruise lines have that we work with. It's like working with a union.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have to utilize them. But what I am looking for is I have a room share open. I have one spot open. It's not for pay. We've got two guys already who are coming. But I need like another right-hand man. But they have to know the industry very well. And they have to be able to share a room. We cover the room costs. We cover all your food, your beverages, et cetera. You'll get downtime, but you're basically like my right-hand man on the ship. It could be a guy, it could be a girl, but I'm looking towards the guy because it's already sharing a room with two gentlemen, so I kind of feel better to put a guy in there than a girl. And if we had two girls already, I'd be looking for a girl. So it's not like, you know, we're looking for one over the other. It's just you're sharing a room. Okay. So I am looking for somebody for that. I think you should be, you know, in... you should be in the know about the comics. And if you have some production background, you know, or theater background, that's great. I mean, that's where I learned this stuff. I design and build these sets. I'm literally 13 years raising life.
Yvonne is raising her hand. She's going to call you tomorrow. She's raising her hand. But, Michael, we thank you so much. And you're such a blessing to the show. And I look so forward to the cruise. And I've got some ideas I want to run by you. I'll call you tomorrow as well. Alrighty.
Surely, I'm around. And listen, if any of your listeners have, are thinking about, you know, coming or not, I know you have the 10% off code. But like I said, if you use code Superman, it'll give you 15% off.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And remember, if you go to a Comic-Con, you have to buy your tickets to the show. Then you have to buy a hotel room. Then you have to pay for all your food. You probably have three or four people in a hotel room with you. You're eating Wendy's and McDonald's all the time.
Yep.
This is, you want four lobsters for dinner? You get four
That's
lobsters
right.
for dinner. You want food at 3 o'clock in the morning? You get food at 3
My
o'clock
husband.
In the morning.
My husband.
Yeah. Exactly. No more worrying about, am I going to have to sleep on the floor in an air mattress? You're getting a bed in a room with a maid service. Plus, you're getting access to everything. And we're going to Cozumel and Key West.
Hey,
I mean, like,
nice.
I know for us Floridians, Key West is okay, but for the people coming, we have people from Australia who are coming who've never been to Key West. I mean, you know, come on, Key West is awesome. And Cozumel, I was just in Cozumel last year, had a freaking blast. That's why we chose the island.
And so, no passport required, I saw on the website. No passport.
No passport required. Yep.
Right.
So if you don't have your passport, don't worry about it. Because going to Mexico, you just need your birth certificate or your Social Security card.
Okay. There you go. Well, Michael, thank you so much. I will be calling you tomorrow for sure. I'm excited that you're on the show. And thank you. I'll send you everything after the show as well.
Thanks so much, ladies. Have a wonderful time and see you on
board. You.
Awesome.
To you. Okay,
what do you think about that?
I think it's fabulous.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And you know
He has so much enthusiasm about it.
I know. And we have to go. We have 15 minutes. I know we have a beautiful guest here, but I know I have this lady, Ingrid, hooked me up with something very cool. And Ingrid's still on the line.
Do you like the dry heat?
I'm not there yet.
Ingrid, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was... a glass of wine while I was waiting for you.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I first want to thank you for giving us the trivia question for General Hospital. You know, we're going to do this now and see if there's anybody out there.
I saw that Tim Goodridge or somebody went in, but they were the wrong answers, though.
Oh, okay. So what was the alias name for Will DeVay, right?
Yes.
Before when he appeared on General Hospital.
When he first came onto General Hospital,
When he first came on, I have the answer in my hand. Please call 727-441-3000. This is a $300-something package, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's $350. It's you get the whole day with the stars. There's an afternoon meet and greet. There's a photo shoot. You'll be part of the general admission meet and greet from 3 to 6, and then there's the cocktail party at night. Mm. So you really have it. You really have a hands-on, you know, time with all three stars, William DeVry, Donald Turner, Ryan Pavey, and, you know, they're all cute and they're all nice.
Mm.
That's right. That's right. So, again, that trivia question, you want to tell that trivia question?
Do you want me to say it again?
Yes. Tell everybody.
Okay. What was William DeVry's name on the show when he first came on to General Hospital? Okay, because his name has changed with the storyline. I'm not going to give away more than that. But what was his name on the show originally when he first came on the show?
Right. So I'm going to do this live on Facebook as well. What was the alias name for Will DeVry when he first appeared on General Hospital?
Right.
I have the winning information. Call 727-441-3000. And we're excited because Yvonne and I are going to be there. She is my co-host. She's excited because we're going to be promoting that your commercial's running. And, you know, and if anybody else wants to go, give the website.
The website, as far as buying the tickets,
correct,
is SoapThis.TicketLeap.com.
Right.
And if you just want to check out the actual website, it's SoapThis@Outlook.com.
Super cool. Soap opera stars right here in Florida, and we're excited that you called in. And Ingrid, I want to thank you for introducing me to Karen today. I went over to a place where...
Oh, wonderful. You had a nice time there then.
Well, I'm going to come back, but you know what? Here she was, a lady that was in World Fitness and knows Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she is a sports chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's wonderful.
Oh, very.
Well, her whole family is, you know, into the doctor thing.
That's awesome. I was, like, taking videos going, oh, my God, all these the people that she's interviewed and she's met, and then just so excited. And, ladies, well, do we have a caller, Peter?
No, we don't.
Okay, well, we're just going to keep that out there. They're probably driving and going, what was that number? So, Ingrid, what we'll do is I'll do a call in here in a few minutes and see if that takes again.
Okay, and you know,
maybe they don't know the question.
With your hat on, you look like you're still down at gyms.
Oh, yeah, I have hats, but I'm out and about doing promotions all day.
I know.
I gotcha.
And you know what? I do. Give me another 30 seconds. I think it was so cool that you mentioned Marty, because I left a message for him earlier after I talked to you earlier today about his, you know, about his pet dying.
Yes.
And I left a message for him. I think that's so nice that you did a shout out for him.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I know pets are our babies, you know, and I had a scare the other night with ours.
Part of the family.
Ingrid, stay on the line. I want to introduce you to this beautiful lady here. She's been waiting patiently, and I met her the other day at a veterans show. And say hi to Ingrid.
Hi, my name is Aisha.
Yes.
Hi, Ingrid. How you doing? My aunt's name is Ingrid.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Was she born in Germany?
No, she was born in Dominican Republic.
Oh, well, you know, because, you know, going back into history a little bit, it's when before World War II and during World War II, a lot of people from Germany emigrated into South America and Dominican Republic and Haiti and all over the place. So there's a lot of Spanish Ingrids around.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. I've heard
there
of it.
There is.
But it was very nice meeting you all over the telephone.
Well, the reason I wanted to hook you two up, please tell Ingrid what you're doing.
Okay, I am a pastor, and what I'm doing, we are having a family conference, and this is not a religious conference, even though I'm a pastor. It's more so to strengthen the family. It is to help to build up a successful family. We are looking to any kind of family, single mom, single dad, when the mom and dad are the conventional family, or when mom and dad are not in the picture and the grandma has to take care of the kids or the aunt or whoever is the family that is taking care of that child, which is our future. So we are developing this conference to strengthen the bond and to promote the talent and also for them to discover who they really are as a family and as an individual. So we're going to be doing that on Saturday 19th. It's going to be in the Home Suite Hotel by Hilton on Hamilton Road. And it's going to be from 9 to 5 in food. We're going to have food. We're going to have music. We're going to have workshops. We're going to be working in regards to directing. They're going to learn how to do goals, how to build a stronger communication, things to do and not to do in regards to the teenager milestone. And it's going to be very interesting because we have a great panelist. I mean, doctors coming from Dominican Republic. It's going to be bilingual. We're going to hit the two type of community, English and Spanish.
Well, see, I would love to come to that.
That'd be awesome.
The thing is, on the 19th, it is my husband and my's 38th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we sort of have other plans, but you know what? I will get your information from Dawn, and maybe we can somehow combine, because you know we always give a certain amount of our of the money that comes in to our events with the Soap Stars to a charity. This time it's Make-A-Wish Foundation, but we always
Yes, we are. We are 501c3.
Oh, you are a
501. Yes.
Okay, so yes. we may be able to work with you in the future with
awesome.
One of our events. We have the events every 2, 3, 4 months. So, you know, I'll get the information from Dawn. And maybe we can work together.
Definitely. I would love to do so. Thank you. Thank you so much.
See, there's another Hollywood connection.
Yes.
What a blessing, Ingrid. We'll see you next week. I know you want to talk to Marty on the air because Marty was on General Hospital himself, you said. And
yes, I know. And you got it. You have to give him a hard time about him not letting you know about that.
I know. He's a casting director, agent, actor, amazing man.
Wow. Maybe amazing. That was a little secret. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll get that out next week with you here being at the station.
It sounds great.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Ingrid.
And Kenny says, well, you know what? 10 seconds. I told him he only has 10 seconds. Hold on.
Hi,
hey,
Kenny.
Listen, on top of a Harvey Lincoln.
Oh. Hi, Kenny. How are you? He's an amazing actor.
Oh, really?
You haven't met him yet, Yvonne. And what a car he has. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes, we love your car. We love you.
78 Lincoln.
78 Lincoln Blue.
I can imagine.
Blue.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I do a lot of mob movies and Spanish movies and everything in it. And I even have the slang for Spanish. I go, hey, you come with my Lincoln, you know?
You speak Spanish?
Yes, I speak Spanish. What was it again?
He said it in English in a Spanish accent.
That's awesome.
You don't speak the Spanish I speak.
He speaks his own kind of Spanish.
Okay.
He's speaking some Spanish that...
Yeah, I can see you guys. Well, look at that guy with the blonde hair. He looks like he could play a blonde hitman.
Okay.
Well, Kenny, we want to thank you so much for calling in. And Ingrid, we have like 6 minutes left of the show. The program goes so fast, Yvonne.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hey, listen, I'll see you guys. God bless everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Nice I have a question for you.
Sure.
So you're doing this through your church?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No. The name of the church is Church El Olam.
Okay, it's here in Clearwater?
Yes, we were in Fort Lauderdale, and we're moving it here to Largo.
Okay.
Yeah, we're starting from ground zero.
Because, you know, to me, it is such a breakdown in family.
It is.
And I the fact that you're going to do something to try to improve family's condition, the family condition, the communications and things, I think it's marvelous.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
Because we need that. Family is actually the center of humanity.
Definitely. And mm-hmm. we've been so bombarded as a family, it has become a minority in itself. So we're trying to strengthen the family, no matter what type that is, mixed family, single mom, single dad. And sometimes I have met single dads that they don't have no support.
Right.
And we want to be that support for them. So, and we have a group of team of people that are going to be able to support parents.
How are you promoting yourself?
Well, right now, this is the first time we're doing the promotion. This is our groundbreaking.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. Uh-huh. So, because, I mean, right now, since we just started here in this area, I'm funding most of the stuff. So, and limited funds. Okay. So, we have to do it right. We can't.
Well, we're here to help you, and we'll help you advertise on social media. And also, too, as I know we have a couple minutes, I have some announcements, too, to make as well. We're going to get that phone number to give and your website real quick. Do you want to get that out?
Sure. The telephone number is 727-300-1747. It's 727-300-1747. The website is churchllam.org. It's church, and then ELOLAM.org. Okay. And we are 501c3.
Well, we'll be there, and it's free to get in, right?
Yes, it's free.
Just a contribution?
It's totally free. Yes, whatever we just said free, whatever they God touches their heart, but it's free.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Donations.
If they want to give donation, they're welcome, but they don't have to. It's
okay, open. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Also, too, I have to, Beaming Hope Church, and I have to give this announcement real quick. On Sunday at actually 10 o'clock at 1100 110th Avenue North in Largo, the number is 727-521-7305. They are giving away 100 turkeys with all the stuffing and the dressings for 100 people that come through the door.
That's
and
good.
It's called the Giveaway Sunday with Pastor Joe and his beautiful mm-hmm. wife. So that's one. And the other one, real quick, Yvonne, that I just have to make some announcements is, you know, December 3rd from 5 to 10, Miracle on Cleveland Street.
Oh, okay.
Here, and we have that. We also have December 12th, downtown Dunedin. The Christmas parade is from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we'll be in that with Crown Cars.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we also have Indian Rocks Beach Christmas parade coming up December 4th at 1 p.m. We'll be in that one as well. We also have Largo Christmas parade December 17th, and that'll be 301 West Bay Drive, Largo, and that's from 11 to 3 p.m. So there's some fun things that are here as well that are coming up. Mm-hmm. And again, is that trivia question out there? Anybody that is answering, we will put that on social media, and try to do it that way, but maybe they don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. I was trying to hint to some people to call. It's a $350 value.
I know.
It's amazing. And then there's another one they can write in.
Right.
And we'll be there.
Oh, yes.
I know. So also, too, I have a second. I want to also talk about tomorrow. I'll be at the, you know, school,
yes.
Smith Middle School in Tampa, talking to the kids. And I hope
stay in school.
Stay in school. Be cool. Stay in school that I have put together for the kids. And, you know, what I want to say is if there's somebody driving out there that wants their child or their teenager to be in radio, we're helping them as well. Maybe Peter's looking for a sports reporter for a teen.
I don't know about that.
Well, we'll guide him to you. I'll teach him along. But
what happened to our little reporter?
They're out and about.
Young man.
Of course, school homework.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they've been school. But the main thing is, if you'd like to be a reporter, I'm putting Reporters Kids Workshops together. And I have all ages. We're worldwide. As you know, that I had one Miss Teen Houston. We have a Miss Cameroon now from Africa. They are out reporting. And we're going to start putting footage on from them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So please call me at 727-871-7788. I know you're driving. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. You know, look us up. And then if you can do me a favor, there's a podcast on Tantalk. And we're going to put numbers on there. We have mm-hmm. so many shows, Yvonne, that people don't know all these casting producers. And so we're going to be numbering those up there and telling you who's been on over the last year.
Okay.
So that's really cool. So in the meantime, so what did you think of the show today?
I loved it. It's very energetic, very informative. It's great. I really, really, really like it.
Well, I'm more excited because when I met you, you told me you had a radio show.
Yes, I do. It's the R Factor.
And I hooked you up with Lola. You had yes. a nice chat with Lola.
Yes, I did.
Is Lola still here?
Oh, she's gone. She's out of the building now.
Oh, my gosh. She's Miss Gingerbread Lady.
She's gone.
she's out. That was Lola.
And I wish I knew the soap opera answer, but I'm more of an All My Children as the World Turns and Guiding Light fan. So sorry about that.
So Sands your radio
through the
show.
Hourglass. Yeah. These are the days of our lives.
Oh, you still do your radio show?
We stopped doing it, but we want to do it
here. You want to do it here in Clearwater?
Yes. I'm going to hook them up with Lola, and she's going to meet with Lola again. But how do you like the station?
I love it. I love it. It's
what's the
nice.
Theme? What type of radio show do you do?
It's in regards to recharging and reconnecting people to the community. It's also to help them. It's about health, about both spiritually,
like a miscellaneous
yes.
type.
Yes, it's everything. It's a mm-hmm. a very wholesome show.
Okay.
It covers the portion of the Bible, then the daily life, and then also the community.
Yeah.
Awesome. Also want to give you, I'll give you like I'm over 60 goodie bags that I put together
thank
for you.
Thank you.
And this is from Carlson Meisner Hart in Hazlett. And if you need an attorney, go to www.carlsonmeisner.com, 800-LAW-5655. They're going to have a poinsettia giveaway on December 3rd.
Mm.
And so it's really nice. And they do a great, amazing job with Santa and everything in Alpha Belcher. And anyways, Peter, thank you so much for doing our show today.
Absolutely. I need to get a recharge, so maybe you do the show after this
definitely.
There you go.
The show takes it all out of me, all the callers,
restore,
all the great guests.
Restore, recharge, and renew.
Yeah.
Well, also, Peter, too, is I'm looking for people in business. We have a special that Lola and I, we sat down, and it's going to be $250 for 20 minutes. You're going to get 40 30-second commercial spots. I'm going fast, and if you have a business, and it's once a month, and then you're going to get connected to the website, and then we're doing a kids show coming up. It's going to be like a Disney show kind of thing. And 20 seconds. And then we're also doing a medical show. So if you're in the medical business, we're doing that as well. Did I get that all out, Peter?
Yes, Doogie Howser, we need you.
I'm working on that for Lola. And anything else?
What about the wagon wheel?
That's a no-go.
No-go.
No, right now. But go shop there. Yeah.
No, I bet you know about the pageantry.
Oh, no, we changed it. I'm going to just go back and I'm going to buy some cowboy boots.
Okay. Cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat. Thank you, ladies. And thank you. Remember,
so
give it to God. Watch things happen. And that's what I do in the morning before your feet get hit on that ground and thank Him for the day.
Yes.
All right, Peter, thank you so much.